Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, June 26th, to welcome three guests to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Anne Louise Montgomery, Ellie Everest, and Mackenzie Smith. They're all going into the sixth grade, and they all have participated at Vacation Bible School. Anne Louise is a member of Mountain Brook Baptist, and she brought two friends along. I can't wait for you to hear more about their life and faith at the end of the podcast. But first, they'll read God's Word for us. We'll start with Anne Louise, and then Ellie will read, and we'll finish up with Mackenzie. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
The birth of Moses. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me. I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water."
The second passage is Proverbs 16, 1 through 11. I am reading the first 5 verses. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem to pure them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished.
I'm Mackenzie, and I'll be reading verses 6 through 11. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of his making.
Thank you so much for reading, Anne Louise and Ellie and Mackenzie. That was beautiful. I have so enjoyed seeing you all dancing and singing and playing and learning at Vacation Bible School. We're pre-recording this podcast together, and I stole these girls away just for a few minutes. I want to ask them a few questions. First, I want to talk to Anne Louise. Anne Louise, I know your family goes to Mountain Brook Baptist. Tell me about them.
Well, my mom is Haley, my dad is Luke, and my brother is James, and he just finished first grade, and so, yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned at the beginning that you guys are going into the sixth grade. Where do you go to school, and what is one of your favorite things about school?
Well, I really like to read. That's my favorite part about school. And then also, well, I just finished school at Shades Cahaba in Homewood, and I'm going to the Homewood Middle School this year.
That's very exciting. What are some of your favorite hobbies?
I really like to play soccer, and I really like to read.
What is something you're reading right now that you might say, hey, you might like this too?
Well, I'm actually reading three books right now.
Oh, tell me all about them.
First is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And then I'm also reading The Puzzling World of Winston Breen. And then I'm also reading The Lemonade War.
What genre of books do you particularly like?
I like realistic fiction and I really like historical fiction, too.
How did you grow to love learning and love reading?
Well, it kind of all started with my first grade teacher, Miss Hale. We read a lot in her classroom, and it kind of started there.
And Louise, you're a member of Mountain Brook Baptist. Will you tell me a little bit about your journey of faith?
Well, in Bible club one day, it was either second grade or third grade. We were saying prayers to confess our sins and to be a follower of Jesus, kind of. And I wanted to do that. And then I kind of felt like the Lord was calling me, and I got baptized on May 19th, I'm pretty sure. So yeah.
And what do you like about Mountain Brook Baptist?
I really like the people, and I like that I get to bring friends.
Speaking of friends, I think you've brought several friends with you to Vacation Bible School. I can't wait to hear what they say. We're going to interview them in just one second. But first, I wanted to know, is there anything else, as it relates to your faith, that you enjoy doing?
Well, I have this book that I got from Bible Club, and it's a little small journal. It has a picture of our Bible Club and a little note from our Bible Club leaders. And we got it at the end of Bible Club this year. And so I like to write prayers in there. And it's really good because I get to think about what I'm praying about. So yeah.
One really cool thing about the summer for children's ministry is children's camp. Are you going there this summer?
Yes, I am.
And have you gone in the past?
I have.
What have you enjoyed and what are you looking forward to?
I really like the activities and hanging out in the cabins with friends. It's really fun overall.
And this is Mackenzie. She's come with Anne Louise to Vacation Bible School and has agreed to be on the podcast. Is this your first podcast?
Yes, ma'am. I think so.
Oh, okay. First time for everything. Tell us a little bit about your family.
My mom is Ashley. My dad is Riley. My brother is Hudson. And then I have a little dog named Max.
Ooh, now tell me a little bit about that dog.
My dog is a wiener dog. We've had him for almost 6 years now. I got him for Christmas, and he's been a part of the family.
We're so glad that you've come to be at Mountain Brook Baptist for the Vacation Bible School. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is one of your favorite parts?
Probably maybe Bible study and music.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but what are some of the Bible studies that you guys have been doing this week?
Well, we've learned about Jesus and how he fed everyone, 5,000 men. They only had 7 baskets of bread, and he just kept pulling out bread and fed everyone.
It's amazing, that miracle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the motto for VBS?
Jesus is the light of the world.
And what does that mean to you?
It means that Jesus will show you greatness, and he will be with you for forever, and he will lead you into the light.
What are some of your hobbies and interests?
Well, like Anne Louise, I really like playing soccer, and I also do gymnastics.
Do you guys play together on the same team?
No, ma'am.
Oh. What position do you play in soccer?
Usually anything but goalie.
And then as far as gymnastics, what are some of the things you like about it?
Well, I really like learning new skills and being able to move up to the next lesson so I can learn new skills.
So what are some of the skills that you have just learned?
How to do my back tuck and my round off back tuck.
I wish we could see a picture of you doing that. I don't think there's room in my office. And this is Ellie. She also came with Ann Louise. Tell us a little bit about your family.
My mom is Jessica, my dad is Joel, my brother is Jack, and my little sister is Julia.
Do you have any pets in your household?
Yes, ma'am. We have a dog named Millie.
A dog named Millie. And you're going into the sixth grade as well?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to decorating my locker and also like switching classrooms and teachers.
So big. You guys are getting so big. I'm grateful that you also came with Ann Louise to Vacation Bible School. What have you been learning and what's been one of your favorite parts?
My favorite parts are music and gym.
What activity in the gym has been the most fun?
Mat ball.
Ooh, mat ball. I heard that got serious. Did you break up into teams of girls and boys or how did it go?
It was, they would number us off like 1 and 2.
Okay, so it was boys and girls on teams. Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know that there are some P words that we've been learning about who Jesus is. Like he is powerful and there's other P words. Is that right? What are they?
The ones we've learned so far are Jesus is God's promised son, Jesus is God's powerful son, Jesus is God's perfect son, and Jesus is God's proven son.
And as far as the Bible studies, what has been one of your favorite lessons?
My favorite lesson was when people gathered around Jesus and were like starved and he broke up the bread and the fish for them.
Do you have any hobbies and interests?
Yes, ma'am. I like to do volleyball and basketball, and I also like to read.
Would you end our time together with prayer?
Dear God, thank you for all of your beautiful creation, and thank you for everything you've done for us, and help us to learn more about you.
Dear God, help everyone in this room follow you and continue to follow you, and help us to feel your perfectness and powerfulness.
Dear God, thank you for this amazing day. I've had a great time at VBS. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for us.
We do thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and for these precious young ladies who want to love and serve you. Continue to show us what it means that you are perfect and powerful and proven. Bless and keep them now, Lord. Make your face to shine upon them and all those who came to Vacation Bible School. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Not just an ordinary man, Jesus, he did things no one else can. Not just an ordinary man, Jesus, he is God's plan. He is the light of the world, light of the world, light of the world. Jesus is the sinless Son of God, perfect in everything he does. He's the only one who has ever been perfect, perfect.